Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the TCI Express Q4 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alok Deora. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Motilal Oswal Institutional Equities, I welcome you all for the TCI Express Q4 FY23 post-earnings call. I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. From the management side, we have Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Mukti Lal, CFO, and Mr. Pavitra Mohan Panda, COO for the call. We'll start with the opening remarks from the management and then open the floor for Q&A session. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Chandra Agarwal. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Q4 and full year financial 2023 earnings calls of TCI Express Limited. I would like to thank all of you for joining us here today. Our earnings presentation has been uploaded on the website as well as on the stock exchange, and I hope you've had a chance to review it. I will first briefly talk about the performance for the quarter and then discuss the prevailing and projected industry and business environment, and then we'll hand over the call to CFO, Mr. Mukti, to present the financial performance of the company. Financial 2023 has been a year of growth acceleration for TCI Express. Despite heavy macroeconomic challenges and inflationary trends across India, we take pride in consistently outperforming in the industry with double-digit revenue growth and double-digit profitability margins. The accomplishment can be attributed to a strong asset-light business model, efficient operations, and cost-effective measures, including the automation of service center. Quarterly highlight. During the quarter, TCI Express delivered a notable performance with highest ever revenue, reflecting our relentless pursuit of excellence and commitment to driving sustainable growth through profitability. The growth was primarily driven by the strong demand from the MSME and corporate sector, high utilization through the newly developed sorting center. In the light of robust performance during the quarter, the board of directors has recommended a dividend of rupees 2 per share, taking the full year dividend to rupees 8 per share, representing a payout of 400% on the face value of financial 2023. In addition, we also successfully completed a share buyback program of 42.5 crores announced in Q4 financial 2022. This is a testament to a strong financial position and our commitment to rewarding our shareholders for their trust and support. In terms of operational achievements, we expanded our presence by adding 35 new branches in financial 2023. This expansion will help us cater to our customers with more extensive reach, leading to faster turnaround time. Our strategic investments in automation and digitalizations are paying off and reflecting in the structural improvement in cash flow and profitability. Among our new launch services, the Rail Express is offering a good traction from customers, and we have successfully expanded customer base from 250 to 2,200 and presence from 20 routes to 125 routes since its inception. These services are expected to contribute positively to our top line in the forthcoming quarters, enabling us to achieve higher margin levels. For us, business success also means that we take a positive contribution to the world with sustainable actions and dedication to society and environment. We're happy to share that the TCI Express Giga Sorting Center in Taj Nagar and Pune Sorting Center in Chakan has been awarded the prestigious GEM Prime certification, demonstrating our commitment to promoting environmentally sustainable green building design and construction practices. With our ESG roadmap, we are taking bold action to tackle climate change by replacing the old vehicles with new standards, investing in automation and installation of solar panels on our sorting centers and wherever viable. It will enable us to be self-sufficient in our energy requirements going forward. The Indian economy has shown remarkable resilience and still shows very high growth potential and is rebounding strongly even in the face of global uncertainties. The government's focus on infrastructure development, various reform initiatives, and robust domestic demand the logistics sector, the express logistics sector, is poised for significant expansion. With a major policy push by the government and aided by strong economic recovery, we are strategically well positioned to capitalize on this remarkable growth potential of the Indian economy. Our strategic initiatives and robust fundamentals will continue to propel us forward with sustained profitable growth and delivering superior value to our customers. With this, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Mukti to discuss the financial performance of the quarter.
Yeah. Thanks, Chandra sir. And now I would like to discuss the financial performance of the company. Our total income stood at rupees 328 crore for Q4 2023 as compared to rupees 316 crore in previous quarter and rupees 300 crore in same period last year. So this way is the highest revenue we achieve in any quarter. The company posted a sequential growth of 4% and year-on-year growth of 9%. The growth was primarily driven by strong demand from SME and corporate segment as well as high utilization in newly developed sorting center facilities. Our EBITDA for the quarter stood at 56 crores with the margin 17% back, registering a growth of 6.7% and 18% on year-on-year and sequential basis respectively. The net profit of the company is stood at rupees 38 crore with margin of 11.7%, registering a growth of 20% and 7% in sequentially and year-on-year basis respectively. On a full year basis, the total income for FY23 stood at rupees 1248 crore as compared to 1090 crore rupees last year, registering a year-on-year growth of 14.5%. EBITDA for FY23 was 202 crore with a margin of 16.2%, registering a growth of 10%. Net profit for FY23 was rupees 139 crore with a margin of 7.2%, registering a year-on-year growth of 8%. We continue to generate strong operating cash flow of rupees 147 crores and maintain cash balance of rupees 49 crore. With a flexible capital structure, we are well positioned to fund our strategic growth plans. And now during FY 2023, we incurred a highest capex of rupees 125 crores, primarily for the purchase of land in Kolkata and Ahmedabad for setting up the new automated sorting center and for new corporate office in Gurgaon and for network expansion by adding 35 new branches to penetrate deeper in key growing markets in West and South region to cater the growing market demands. We will continue to implement the automation strategy in other sorting center to enhance overall operational efficiency and ultimately to drive profitability further. So thank you very much, and now I would like to open the floor for questions and over to the moderator, please. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Krupa Shankar NJ from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on your outlook on FY24. I do understand that there are some headwinds with respect to overall macro, but how is it shaping up your targets going ahead with respect to revenue growth as well as margin expansion? And second thing, on the recently, in this quarter, you have stated that the hubs utilization, the newly launched hub utilization have also improved. But margins have jumped back to the 2Q levels, if I'm not mistaken. So is there further lever of margin expansion coming in from these automation centers, or do we have to wait for new newer automation centers to come through for margin expansion? Thanks.
Yeah, Kripa Sankar, you actually, can you ask one by one because we some missed we a few things on your question.
Sure, sir. I'll just...
Because your voice is
slightly
not clear. Yeah.
Well, sir, okay. So my first question was on your outlook for FY24. Just wanted to understand that given that macro headwinds remain, how would you think, you know, PCI Express will grow in FY24? And what kind of margin expansion you can likely to see with new brands, new hubs coming up?
Yeah, for growth aspect, Mr. Chandra would be give you an answer on that. First, I will be take like on margin expansion. Yes, in this year FY24, we will be again have a planning to be increase a margin of 100 basis point. Like in this year, we couldn't succeed on that because since day one we said, you know, we have not taken to price hikes in FY23. In this current year, we had targeted and started a process to take a price hike from the customer. So we are looking for an at least to increase the prices at least 2% on overall year basis. So I think we will be back to like 17.5% kind of EBITDA margin in this FY24. Chandra sir, kindly give a guidance on revenue, please.
Revenue will be about close to 15 to 16% is what I am envisioning.
You do see that there are underlying challenges with respect to the overall industry as a whole, right? So because we are seeing that, Corpus also saying that damage growth will not be,
I am not able to understand what you're saying.
Sorry, Mr. Prabhashankar, you're sounding very muffled, sir. Are you on a speakerphone or on a headset?
Sorry, is this better?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Okay. So what I was asking is that while we are seeing a lot of headwinds relating to the tonnage growth as a whole this year, are we aiming for a higher growth with a different strategy, which is more on pricing basis, or is it more on catering to specific new customers, new branches? What would be our strategy going ahead in this year at least?
We have yet to, see a lot of, we will not be making any significant changes from our business model, or we will not be doing anything different garner additional business. We are always, as I have always said, that our backbone, or rather our rider, is the economic growth of the country. We will follow that. And if the country is projecting to grow at about 7%, we will grow at about 15 to 16%. There is nothing more that can be done really, in terms of getting additional business at the cost of 1-2% more additional business at the cost of lowering profit. I don't think that is justified. The top line business is getting the top line only is nowhere, I think, a sustainable role model. So we are well equipped and well planned and well funded internally to increase our business growth organically, and we will do so.
Right. Thank you. My second question was more to do with your new hubs. While the utilization seems to have improved that at new hubs which have come to, the margin expansion which we were expecting, I think that is still to come through because we've just reached what the margins we had posted in the second quarter. So just wanted to get your sense on, while Mukherjee had just mentioned that there can be 100 basis point expansion due to price hikes, is there some factor also coming in from that utilization going up? Is that a fair understanding to make?
Yeah, so basically, we are planning to be put in a second automation in Chakan, Pune in this year. And as we said, like, we already started for Taj Nagar. So we will be, you know, margin improvement through this system is yet to be come. Like, we just, you know, increase the margin level of 15 basis point only in this year. Next year onwards, we are trying to be like at 25 basis point on this automation only. So that will be a part of strategy, and it is a, like, you know, given us so many benefit, like also mentioned in a last call, this is in a benefit in flexibility of operation, and, you know, whole year we are not faced any challenge on this center, and rather we improve in a, you know, time also improve, like we cut the, you know, this reduce the time from 24 hour to 8 hour on truck waiting time. So this way, and we also able to reduce the my labor numbers, and flexibility in operation is there. So time, overall time has been reduced in this center from like 20 hour to only 8 hour. And this will be further reduced wherever we, you know, maybe we will be creating a more efficiency in a destination hub. Because like right. In a last meeting we said, so once we will be doing a, you know, both center, origin and destination, then we will be have the more probability and more operational efficiency on that. Yeah.
Thank you. I have more questions. I'll get back in the queue.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, everyone. And thanks for the opportunity. Congratulations for good performance in this quarter. I have two questions. The first one is essentially an offshoot of the previous answer that you gave regarding price hike. So we are looking for a price increase of 2% for FY24. Now, first of all, have you intimated the customers regarding the same? How do you see the acceptance of this price hike in the current macro environment? And also the growth that you are seeing in the different sectors? If you could just throw some light on that. That is the first question I have.
Yeah. So on price hike side, yes. This is in a process where business, you know, this all agreements is rollover on a different dates. Though majorly 50% is for in a first quarter of year, any year. So we intimate to all the customer, and we are able to get some hikes from these customers. And over the period, we will also be able to get that, because whenever it comes for a renewal, we will be asked for the annual hikes from the customer, and your fortunate customer is allowing to that. And if you talk about like market condition is good, there is no challenge, and everybody is anticipating to be grow the economy in the range of 7%. And as guidance given by our ND, so we will be achieve like 15 to 17%, and like 15% in volume, and then 17-18%, and we will be having a revenue growth. So that is our target for FY24. And again, yes, you rightly said, so we continuously adding the branch, these new branches and new offerings, whatever we started in a 1.5 year back, that is also contributing, you know, on continuously on these years to come also.
Okay, so the second question is essentially on the CapEx that we are doing now. While it is appreciable that you are investing where it matters the most, that is in automation. However, coming to the return side, you know, the returns in near term might suffer a bit because these investments typically, you know, would give you return only when the entire network is automated, not, you know, when one is automated, the other is not. So your thoughts on that? I mean, do you have a threshold ROE in mind, ROC in mind, that okay, my return should not go below this in the intermittent? I understand right by FY25-26 all the automation centers would be there, so possibly margins would be in a different trajectory, but in the interim period, do you have a threshold in mind?
You have to understand, let me answer this, you have to understand that the addition of what I had also said in the previous con call, that the real benefit will come when all the sorting centers are automated. However, since we are already very efficient in our operations, adding automation in each center will enhance that, you know, that efficiency in the entire supply chain. It does not, in our case, in my company, in this company, it does not make a difference whether you're adding one by one or, you know, you're not, or you're adding all together. Because we are already very efficient, because we are asset light, and, you know, we have a very robust network, hub and spoke network. We will not see that, you know, that variance what you're talking about in terms of a dip because of automation. It will only enhance it.
Okay, so the what you are implying is that the ROE that we are generating 25%.
We can talk on this. We can talk, I can explain you more later. But if you have any specific other short questions, I can answer that now.
No, sure. I'll take it offline. No problem. Okay, thanks and all the best.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants: anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Really, Chandar, our company is steadily growing on growth path in your direction and leadership. Sir, how much railway business in overall top line and what is planned this business in next 5 years?
Yeah, you're talking about revenue, please? So revenue, like, you know, firstly we had to be have very like mid-term plan for the FY 2025. We want to reach on a 1750 to 1800 crore revenue, and then obviously we again there is a very simple math on that. We want to be 2x of GDP growth rate, so all depending on the GDP. Supposing tomorrow GDP just start to grow 8 to 9%, then we will be grow in a range of 20 to 22%.
Right.
So this is our trajectory. We have to be grow in that 2x of GDP plus something on that. So that's if you see in simple terms, is we are always targeting to we have 18 to 20% growth in you know, on the revenue side.
Okay. And how much our railway business in this overall network?
Sorry, which one?
Railway.
Railway again, because railway just started in a 1.5 year back. It is almost, yes, is still not sizable one, obviously, but it's growing very faster and customer are, you know, giving good traction on that. And good thing is that is the highest profitable business and
right,
meeting
right.
all service level of what we are providing or competition providing in air service. So that's why it's going fantastically, and we hope by 2025 we will be grow like in more than 5% in overall revenue. That is our target
okay.
for that.
Okay. And sir, how many more sorting centers we are planning in next 5 years?
So, you know, right now we have only automated is one. Another one is we constructed in Chakan, which will be automated in this year. And we already bought the land for 4 centers already. Like we bought for the Ahmedabad, Kolkata, Chennai and Nagpur and Indore. 5 centers we already bought the land. And construction is going on for the Nagpur project, and remaining 3-4 will be start in this year or next year. And then we are also looking forward to buy the land for Mumbai center and Bangalore center. So by FY26, if you say, then we will be have like 7-8 more center will be ready for that.
Okay.
26, I am saying.
And I think this one center needs 50 crore of capex.
Yes, more or less 50 to 60 crore rupees on bigger location. Like if you talk about Nagpur, it will not be may cost more than like 30 crore rupees, or Indore the same way. But if you talk about Mumbai, yes, it will be like 60 crore rupees, 65 crore rupees kind of. So if you take an average of that, like it is in the range of 45 to 50 crore rupees.
Okay. And one last, sir, this 2% price hike, how much amount will be transferred to bottom line out of 2%?
So again, you know, like it will be, we targeting to be directly, you know, transferred to my bottom line, because our balance sheet or profitability is very simple. In spite of all the challenges, we are able to maintain our gross margin for this year, and we will be certainly enhanced on the next year by this price hike. And again, on operational efficiency, we want to improve truck utilization from current level of, like last year, we whole year we maintained almost 84.25%, which we will be back to 85% in this year. So a further margin will be improved on that.
Okay. All the best, sir. All the best.
Thank you, please.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Pit Nagar Seth from Wealth Investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. So the question, Chandra, I would like to understand better is that given the learnings from the automation conducted, the next few centers that we open up, would we be
able to
operationalize them faster? Or would it also take similar time as it has taken for the Gurgaon?
I think it'll be faster because we have already learned how to, you know.
वो सिद्धार्थ का फोन आ रहा है उसको बोल मैं कोई कौन कौन सा तो नहीं अभी जस्ट आया
हाँ आई थिंक देयर सम डिस्टरबेंस ऑन द लाइन सॉरी चंद्र आई कुडंट कैच दैट बट कुड यू से बाय हाउ मच फास्टर मीनिंग इफ यू कैन क्वांटिफाई व्हाट वुड इट टेक नाउ टू ऑपरेशनलाइज एंड यू सी
या सो बेसिकली यू नो गुड़गांव सेंटर वी टेकन ऑलमोस्ट वन ईयर टू बी स्टार्ट फ्रॉम द इंस्टॉलेशन टू कमिशनिंग एंड स्मूथलाइजिंग द प्रोसेस And now we have very good learning from that center. So we want to cut overall process from installation to smoothization is maximum 8 to 9 months max. So now we almost on the verge to finalize the vendor. And I think hopefully by March 24, this center will be ready on Pune. And you know, this will be again, we will be have a further cost cutting in this new center because we have a lot of learning from this Gurgaon one. And also with the good efficiency. So this is a process because in India nowhere have these kind of automation earlier and this is the first one we launched and we have very good learning and we will be obviously replicate the same in Pune center and subsequent other centers also.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to understand is that how is the competitive intensity shaping up? Because I believe that I think even Mahindra Logistics has gotten into the B2B side on the express side, right? So, any insights in terms of how the competitive intensity is there?
Chandra, sir, you would like answer?
Can you repeat?
Yeah, I was referring to the competitive intensity in the sense that looking at the ROCE profile, right, of the industry and companies like CCI Express and others, I think there are other people who are looking to make inroads into this sector. So for example, the recent one was Mahindra Logistics acquiring Rivigo's B2B site. Now, is this competitive intensity stopping the margin expansion or is it slowing it down or how is it shaping up on the ground? If you can check on that.
No, let me be clear to all that it's not the competition which slows down our margin expansion. It is the state of the economy of the country that dictates our margin. And secondly, Rivigo is not a B2B company. It was just a trucking company that owned fleet. So one has to really study the market to understand what the business everyone is talking about and what they're actually doing. In pure B2B play, PCI Express is the only company that stands. Every other company has a mixture of fuel pump or B2C or something like that.
Okay. Got you. All right. Thank you so much and wish you guys all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Ronald Sioni from Sharekhan Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Next question.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Congratulations on good numbers, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand about, you know, sectoral growth outlook which you are seeing for FY24. Say, if we are seeing a good outlook on auto, then whether we are expecting two-wheelers also to come back in growth trajectory or, say, consumer durables returning to the growth trajectory, the inflation and the interest rates which have, you know, now been little bit taking a pause. So are you banking on the same to revive the growth in this sector and within this segment? Sir, should I repeat the question?
No, yeah. I had said that you have to really study the market to understand what competition is doing. Most of them have B2C, they have petrol pump, all that mixed as a larger chunk. And then if you look at the other competition you were talking about, they were fleet owners. They were doing B2B, they were running trucks. So our profile is very different. Pure
play express company, we are the only one in the country.
Yeah, sir. So, this was the answer related to previous question. So I was asking about, end user industries, like for FY24, which pockets, say, within auto, are we looking, two-wheelers getting into growth trajectory, consumer durables getting revived? So this kind of growth, post-March, are we seeing in April and May, the green shoots, the segments which were, a little bit slow during quarter four, these segments are picking up or are expected to pick up in FY24?
It's too early to say anything. The year has just started. So maybe later, next quarter, I can give you a better idea.
Okay, sir. And your decision to, going for a 2% price hike during this year, vis-a-vis, not undertaking it in the prior, say, S2. So this do instill some kind of confidence in your growth assumptions for sectoral growth assumptions, especially for FY24. So now that's what I was looking for in terms of, auto and consumer durables, especially. If you can just give a few views on these two sectors.
Mukti, please answer.
Yeah, so we are very confident to be we started to asking to customers and customers also responding on our request to be increase the prices. And we already taken some price hikes. And we will be in the whole year, we will be do like 1.5 to 2%, we will be take it. And industry-wise, if you talk about all the industries doing well, but specifically like we are in a pharma, it is a all-time industry. New industries came up with, kitchenware and bathroomware. This is the new industry or new segment where we also targeting a good revenue. And with our new service offerings. So, combination of all the things and our customer base like 50-50. Interestingly, like always our SME customer is supporting a lot to us, and that's why margin level is so high in, and we are just outside the market on that, and we are generating 17% kind of EBITDA. So these number of customer base is huge, and with the expansion of branch network, we further expanding to, other customer for base, especially these SME customer. So just put together, we are confident to be achieve the revenue growth of kind of 17 to 18% in this year, and obviously EBITDA margin we want to be in a 17.5 kind of EBITDA margin for this year.
Yeah, thank you, sir. One last question. What are your targets for branch expansion this year, FY24? Any specific target?
So there is a we have a strategy to be like first, we opened like 450 branches over the last 5 years. So we are stabilizing that also. And in this year, we are taking a target to open a branch in the range of 50 to 75 in this year, FY24.
Thank you very much, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. The next question is from the line of Mr. Jignesh Bhagwana from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So first, I don't know whether I'm missed on that, but if you can provide the absolute tonnage volume for this particular quarter and the utilization ratio for the full year.
So yeah, Jignesh. So basically, in this quarter, we achieved highest volume growth volume of 263,000 tons for that this quarter. And we are happy to announce first time we crossed the 1 million, volumes in a overall year. One million ton.
Okay. And what about the utilization ratio for the full year?
So full year utilization in trucks is 84.25%. In this quarter, we achieved an 85% utilization.
Okay. And lastly, if you can provide absolute revenue contribution from the new services which started.
So new services, we will be given a one-to-one basis. We are not disclosing the number yet because this is our, again, not the big number right now, because we started in last year or 1.5 year back only these services. So once this number will be sizable, we will be give that flavor.
Okay. So when we say we had a volume growth of about 8% in this particular quarter, the balance 1.5% incremental growth would have come from the new services, which fair to say?
Sorry, come back.
In this particular quarter, you had a volume growth of 8% YOY. Okay.
Yeah.
Versus your revenue growth was 9.5%.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say the incremental 1.5% revenue growth came from the new services?
So you rightly said, so you know, Rail is growing faster than again other services, you can say that. Overall basis.
Okay, thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Faster than air cargo, less than surface.
Hello.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested to use your handsets while asking a question. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Deepak Lalwani from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my clarification was on the FY24 growth. Sir, so the assumption of 16 to 17%, is it largely industry growth that you have embedded in your assumption, or does it also assume gaining share from the other players?
No, so basically, you know, this is the our again. We are not gaining market share. This. So our dependence on that, not that. So we depending on like our existing customers. So always, you know, what we are doing, we trying to get the like 50 to 60% growth, you know, from the existing customer and 40 to 50%, you know, from new customer addition. And this is going on each year, and that's why we are able to maintain our margin level also and also growth levels. So that is the same planning we also have in this year as well. You know, so we will be targeting like getting the 50 to 60% growth from the existing customer and 40 to 50% from the new additions.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sir, and the 2% price hike which you mentioned, you know, starting say April or starting Q1 onwards, has the competition also taken a similar sort of a price hike? And if you can indicate, you know, the level of customer stickiness in our business, you know, does this 2% price hike will it ensure that the customer would stick with you, or he has a propensity to switch between the suppliers?
Yeah, so very good question. So basically, you know, there is a two aspect of that. Few companies are already asking to increase the prices from customer, and few companies I think may not be asked for that, and subsequently they will be clear their position in I think Q1 and all. But we started to asking for that. And other aspect and good thing is with us, because we have the 50%, you know, SME customer, and they usually allowing us to increase the prices in a holistic way. So we are not facing any challenge on that. And we are also not saying once supposing, you know, we will be increase the 2% and customer will be go away from us. This is not the case. And rather they are more focused on a service level, and they have the long relationship with us. So like since two decades they are with us. So that is not a challenge at all, which we have done in like FY21 and 22. We will be same way we will be doing in a 24 also, Deepak.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And sir, you mentioned 1800 crores is your endeavor top line for FY25.
Yeah.
And you've given, you know, a few drivers on your presentation. So, you know, if you can just elaborate on, you know, the increase of customer base and, you know, the branch network, some anecdotal explanation to this would be useful, sir.
So, yeah. So, Mr. Pavitra Mohan Panda will want to answer on that, please.
Yeah, we are planning around 50 new branches. Those branches will also give us a boost of adding new geographies where we will be having good presence. That will also help boost our overall revenue, and these new products, these are also giving us momentum. This will also give us additional revenue, and from our existing customers we are also getting very good support for new products, as well as these customers where we are working, their business is also growing. This is also increasing, so all three will give us a better revenue prospect.
Right. Sir, has there been any big customer win in the last 5-6 months that you're sure of this revenue growth and the prospects for the future? If you can indicate any customer wins and which category does he belong to, if
yes, yes. See, we don't divulge customer name. Rather, we are mainly depending on the major our players are auto and pharma. These two are our major growth drivers, and we are adding more customers in these segments.
Okay, sure, sir. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Deepakji.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested to please limit your question to 2 per participant. We take the next question from the line of Ms. Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question was to Mr. Agarwal. So, just wanted to ask that since listing in 2016, we have seen that this year in FY23, our revenues have doubled as well as EBITDA margins have doubled. So, this was despite COVID. And so going forward from here on, as I see that we have two main challenges, one is DFC and second is rising competition. But on the other hand, we also have introduced many value-added products. So from here on, how do we see the business shape up and, what's your long-term vision as in with respect to grow revenue doubling from here on? And at those double revenues, what would be our targeted EBITDA margin?
Chandra, sir?
You know, I think we have given the guidance for doubling our revenue by 2027, and that still holds true. And I think even looking at the fact that, you know, the profitability will also grow like 3 times. The entire company is now geared for that sort of growth, and we have enough, as you can see, that we have enough levers to kind of like protect ourselves from competition. So I don't think any sort of challenge will be faced. However, I always say that our rider is the economy, the Indian economy, and the success of that will also determine our success.
Okay, sir. And so secondly, you are witnessing good growth in the Rail Express segment. So could you highlight if any benefits we are receiving from a group company already being present in a similar business? Similar segment of the business?
The group company does totally different business. They are doing bulk cargo and all that, which is not profitable. What we are doing is, you know, we're maintaining our 18% margins and all of that. And we are using our branch network, our 40,000 pickup and drop locations and all of that. So we are in a completely different, you know, business altogether.
Yes, a different business, but given that they are...
Yeah, rather to add that, so we are doing on through passenger trains and we doing the good trains. So they are taking like overall full racks and we are doing through the passenger train. We using that belly space of these trains and passenger trains. That's why our service level is just equal to air services. Like supposing you want to ask from Delhi, deliver to Delhi to Chennai in one day, we can deliver like, we take the material today, we will be delivered tomorrow evening in Chennai through passenger train. So that's why our services are express services and is a one-third cost of comparison to air. And what our other group company is doing, they're doing the full racks and it is a different business altogether, it's a bulk business basically. That is the basic difference.
So how would the user industry differ from Surface Express versus...
Let's talk about this separately offline. The detailing we can talk offline.
Yeah.
Can we have the next question?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Alok Devra from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead, sir.
Just one question I had. So this scrappage policy was to be implemented from April, but we understand it's not really, implemented in the way it was expected. But if it was to come through, then there is a fear of that freight rate going up. So we are completely on an outsource model. So how are we looking at that, sir?
Sir, I will answer. The scrappage policy is not going to impact us more because our fleet, which is already planned in such a way that all express routes, we have two types of route. One is express route, one is feeder route. We don't keep any fleet above 5 years old in our fleet in express routes and not above 8 years in our feeder routes. So this scrappage policy will not impact us.
But the suppliers who are giving us the trucks, they are, you know, from their side, freight rate could increase, or it would be largely kind of a non-event for them?
See, this practice, we are doing it since inception. So our suppliers, they are used to this. And the price point at which they are supplying is stable. So they are used to this scrapping policy. They are utilizing somewhere else.
Sure, got it. Rest of the questions were already answered, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Kripa Shankar. Please go ahead, sir.
Each industry, if you can give us a broad sense of the
Kripa Shankar, sir, we couldn't hear you, sir. Could you repeat your question?
Yeah. Is it better? Hello?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Mufti, just wanted to get the extent of contribution from each end user industry, like, for example, auto, pharma, etc.
Sorry, can you come again? I couldn't hear properly to you, please. Kripa Shankar.
Sir, revenue contribution from each end user industry like auto, pharma, etc.
Yeah. So basically, you know, again, these are the five major verticals which is giving around 55% revenue to us. And these are like auto, pharma, and electronics, lifestyle, and engineering. So these five verticals is giving 55% revenue to us. And lead contributor like pharma and auto, and then led by like engineering and electronics and, you know, this lifestyle products.
But if you wouldn't be keen on breaking that further, is it, sir?
Sorry? Come again?
Contribution from each of them, you wouldn't be willing to share?
It's not be more than, you know, from one sector, not more than like 13%. Is hovering around in the range of 9 to 13% in each.
My second question is to the extent of contribution from new businesses. Just wanted to get grasp what would be that percentage in FY23.
Sorry, come again, Kripa Shankar, please.
Sir, the new businesses, the contribution, revenue contribution in FY23, just wanted to know what would that be?
From the new services?
Yeah, new services altogether.
So altogether, if you talk about like except surface, we have almost around 18% kind of contribution we have.
Got it. And last question from my side. So when I look at it, the branch addition vis-a-vis the revenue per branch, I mean, we are going to touch a number which is a revenue per branch going to be much higher than what we had seen in FY19. So incrementally, do you expect that the mix will be more in skewed of corporates as we take in more and more volumes from your customers from the corporate side rather than SMEs? So do you expect that corporate proportion would go up?
So that is a very good question, Kripa Shankar. So basically, it is not like that. You rightly said we open up these new branches. Even these are the small branches, but giving the good profitable business. That's why we continue to add it that. But it does not mean this, business from the big customer has reduced as a proportionately. No, this is also again, we have the same kind of proportion of like 50%. It may be slightly improved like 51, 49 in a particular quarter or particular year, but yes, continually we have the 50-50% because, you know, whatever. Here we add like 100 SME customer, then one big customer can be given the equivalent business for that. So that sense it is not the case, but though we are always, you know, keeping in mind we are not depending on a particular one single customer. That's why no single customer is giving more than, you know, 1.5% revenue to us. And in other terms, like more top 25 customer is not giving more than 15% revenue to us. So that sense we have very good, you know, system where we, our dependence on particular customer is not there. And that's why, you know, like you rightly said, in 19, what was my margin levels and what the margin level in, we have in 22, this is a sharp jump of that. And the one of reason because we have also added the branches and we are getting the benefit of these small customers matching. So because, so to, you know, it is very easy to add the business from the big customers. But to add from the, you know, equal business from the small customer is big challenge, and that's why we are opening up the branches to match that.
Yeah. All right, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Please.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants to limit your question to 2 per participant. You are also requested to use your handset while asking a question. The next question is from the line of Mr. Hrithik Tulsiyan from Concept Invest Well. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my first question is, in railways, we have grown quite aggressively, right? From 250 customers to 2,200 customers. So I just want to know what we are doing differently in terms of customer acquisition strategy. So that will be the first question.
Yeah, so it's a very good question. So basically our strategy since day one is very clear. We want to acquire the competition's air customer, which they are paying like 100 rupees per kg or 150 rupees per kg. We want to serve them with the kind of 1/4 or 1/3 cost with the similar kind of service level we want to deliver. So that's why it's very clear strategy we had. Customers are so happy. Though in a first consignment they slightly maybe have the doubt because they, you know, from air to rail, sometimes they maybe have the doubt, but once they come in with us, then they're giving the repetitive business to us. And these all customers are good thing is that there is a small customer we doing the business with them. And now good thing is happening, like consistent or repetitive business is coming from the existing customers. And so both way we doing, like doing the business with the existing customer and also adding the new numbers. So that's why strategy is very clear. India's rail network is super, and especially passenger train services are also good. Now is all services are on time. So that's why this business is getting the traction from the customer and getting good margin.
Okay, thank you. And one more question. So in terms of customer concentration in specific to railway business, so do we have the same concentration level as the company level, or is it different in terms of customer concentration levels?
So our dependence on big, small customer is higher. Not the any big customer which is giving like contributing 5 or 10% on that particular rail business. No, it is again like similar kind of 2-3% is like top. Again, top 10 customer is not contributing more than 10-15% business to us in rail as well.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And I just have one more last question. So in terms of other businesses, right, that is pharma and C2C business, how that is panning out in terms of your expectation? If you cannot quantify numbers, qualitative number will also work.
So again, our strategy is very clear. Cold chain pharma is very limited business. And, you know, so there will not be a much big, you know, aspiration on this business. But yes, C2C and rail is a much bigger business in market. It is, though it is in a niche segment. So we're creating for that, and aspiration is higher on these two businesses in comparison to like pharma, cold chain and all.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking my question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the investor call for financial year 23. I expect TCI Express to continue its growth and profit in the year financial year 24, and I look forward to speaking to everyone again in the second quarter, the first quarter of financial 24. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of TCI Express, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.